Honey, I'm home. Where are you hiding? Oh, how thoughtful of you, waiting for me naked in our bed. That's what I love about you so much. You know just what I want and need after our hard day at the office. You're lying there, all ready for me to love and gobble up. Though I hope you know you're still being punished for last time. I can't just overlook such actions. You were supposed to only dance with me at the gala. Just because social etiquette says you have to dance with that skank doesn't mean you have to follow it. But now that you're staying at home for the foreseeable future, I won't have to worry about others trying to snatch you away from me again. Once I finally sell the company and the house is built, nobody else will ever bother us with their annoying intrusions. We can be tucked away in the mountains, enjoying a gorgeous sunrise whenever we wake up, taking baths in that clean mountain lake you said you love so much, and have sex all day long, all over the place. It's a little sad that your family isn't here to support our love anymore, but their disgusting attempts at breaking us up just couldn't go unpunished. I know you understand I had to do what I had to do, and that's why I love you so much. Always the supportive and loving, obedient partner. Talking about our happy future already has me dripping with pre-cum, but also drooling love juice from my pussy. I know you want to suck my girl cock, but I'll be taking pleasure from you again. I have to have you properly trained before we move to the new house. I'm clearly overdressed, so I hope you can wait a few more moments for my liquid love. Now hold still. Hold your breath and let me grind my pussy into your face. I don't want to feel your tongue. You can keep your mouth shut tight because you're only allowed to taste my juices when I'm done with you. I know you'd much rather have me act like your dead ex-girlfriend, but not today. Today is all about me, all about my pleasure. You have to be a good boy and get back in good standing with me. You keep that mouth of yours shut and tight. Like I said, you get to taste me when I'm done, but not a second before that. Ooh, I bet my pussy feels so much better compared to that unshaven jungle your ex had down there. I would have liked to rape her with my cock, but her snatch looks so disgusting and unappealing that I had to be satisfied with cutting her slowly apart. Oh, and masturbating to her shrill screams. Oh, the look of object horror on her face, and how the life slowly faded out of her eyes just before I painted them white with my fresh cum. Yes, let me wrap my hands around my cock, just like I did while I watched her. God, oh, what a fun weekend that was. She tried to cling to life for so long, but in the end, she just lost the harsh battle with death and was finally taken from this earth to never again bother us. Oh God. I still can't fathom how such a cutie like you ended up with such a disgusting piece of trash like her. Oh, but then I came and saved you from spending your life with that thing. I'm so hard and ready for your back door now. Let me get off your face, collect some of my natural lube, and turn you over. Such an obedient boy you are. Not even struggling a little bit as I turn you over to satisfy my erection inside your tight boy pussy. I'm glad that you're finally at a point where you'll be able to admit that you love it when I use your back door with my girl cock. Or should I say, my huge, ass-destroying fudacock that you dream about each night and start drooling over whenever you daydream of it. I'm sure you prefer me using it with the oh-so-dirty hentai terms. But first, let me get your hole nice and lubed up with my freshly collected juices. Oh, now, let's spread you open with my fingers before I ram my big cock up to its hilt down your tight anal passageway. Ooh, so well trained. I barely had to press and I had two fingers inside of you. Now it's three and four. Oh, I truly have trained your hole properly. Contrary to your vile sister, you can take it up the ass, and it won't result in a bloody mess. She was so uncooperative when I forced myself into her tight hole. She did everything to resist me. Such sublime struggle. I felt like taming a wild rabbit animal that had to be put down before I could spread its sickness any further. Oh, yeah. I think you're ready for me, all stretched out and lubed up. It's time to let your dreams come true once more and make you take my delicious futakak up the ass. Oh, such a good boy. You're definitely the perfect fit for my cock. Oh, yeah, you can take the whole package, but you're still tight enough to stimulate me in all the right places. Your sister, on the other hand, was way too small. Though in the end, she was able to take all of me, even when it tore her apart. Yes, it was a truly unique experience. The feeling of her loose, torn sphincter, and then feeling of stretretching her insides until once pliable flesh grew taut and then snapped and tore apart as I delivered a particularly vicious thrust. After that, it was a real fast downward spiral for her. Her struggling quickly grew weaker and less frantic. And before long, I was sliding my cock in and out of a corpse, turning the inside of her tummy into a disgusting mesh of bodily waste, torn apart organs and blood. I just wish she had lasted longer, because that way, she could have cleaned up my cock properly. But look at you, sweetheart. Oh, you take this pounding like it's nothing. Oh, your insides are so pliable and stretchy, and they can take all of my hard, throbbing futakak. Oh, I still remember how slow we had to take things in the beginning, when your hole wasn't properly trained yet. I struggled so much to accept my love, but after each session, we were both a cum-covered mess. And the first time you casually took me, simply sitting down on my cock. I was so proud of you when I felt your juicy ass cheeks meet my thighs without any help from me. Yes. Thinking back to all these moments, God, I'm so close to coming already. And you'd probably prefer a longer session, one of the usual hour-long ones where I pound you raw. Sadly, not today. Thinking back on those times I disposed of the people who tried to interfere with our love, it's just so hot. Thinking about how easily I removed those roadblocks and enabled us to grow closer together. I really want to reward you, sweetheart. I'll be filling your stomach with my cum, giving you a good taste of your delicious ass juice as I slide myself into you. Look at what a mess you made on my cock. Let's drag you over here so I can push it down your throat with little to no resistance and empty my hot load as deep inside your stomach as possible, just like I did to your mother. Oh, God, such a snug fit. Oh, you really learned how to properly take me. I'm so close to coming. This is just how I filled up your dear mother. But unlike you, Oh, she tried to bite me. Can you fucking imagine it? Trying to bite her son's wife? Such a disgusting and vile whore. I wanted to see her choke to death on my cock as I continued to come deep inside her. Her purpose in life was fulfilled. She gave birth to you and raised you to be a good boy. After that, she really didn't have much use. I'm sure nobody missed her after our little session. I'm sure you'd be jerking your cock right now as I'm talking about killing your own mother, but no. You had to piss me off. You just had to fuck it all up. Oh, take my load, lover boy. Take it all. Let me see your belly really expand as it fills up with my virile seed. Oh, it's so much. Oh, you take it so well. Unlike your whore mother. Really helps when you don't need pesky oxygen anymore, doesn't it, sweetheart? Oh, not long, sweetheart. You will be made into my perfect companion. I mean, you already are, but I'm really not a big fan of decomposing flesh. You'll be joining your dead ex and your family members as one of my human dolls. We'll be so happy now that you're 100% dedicated to me.